Okay, so let's start. We saw the marshal yesterday, trying to understand how we interface between phase one and phase two. So we saw the marshal of the of the way the father, as a child grows, father's playing hide and seek with his kid. So as the child grows and develops, so the game gets more sophisticated, and that's in order for the child to play a game that's relevant to him. But the more sophisticated, the more deeper the hiding goes, the more the child's able to develop. But more important is the more the child's able to reveal his father from his own koiches, and not just because it was a, was an easy story. So so that we saw. And we said, unless we're going to build and develop now, the Anoichi, the Hashem, that's called Anoichi, Hashem, Elokecha, Asher Yitzeischa Eretz Mitzrayim, the Anoichi, the Hashem that says, I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim, that's the Toa Anoichi that says, Hasta Astu Panamiyim. That's the same Anoichi that said, I'm going to hide my face from you. It means the Hester is coming from the same place with the same Sheirish of Ava, of love, of Rachamim, as the Gilui. So let's take this a bit further. Kel mistate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra kel mistate. Ha'olam hu miloshen helam, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchabev v'nelam mitanu v'tafkideinu hu legalosoi. The world was created that way. Avada, we're in a much more Hester. We were the kufas of Gilo and the kufas of Hester, but the whole world came about through Hester. You can't have a world, you can't have what we have where you have an infinite oneness if that infinite oneness isn't capable of hiding itself at some point to allow space for us to exist. The whole world is called Helam for that reason. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself from us, and our job is to reveal him through the Seichel. Kasher Am Yisrael hayetzia liyomim, Avram Avinu did it without Torah. In other words, he was Megala the reality through his Seichel. We Megala it through our Seichel, but through Torah. Kasher Am Yisrael hayetzia liyomim, v'shonim kadmoinios, when Klal Yisrael was young, they were just being developed, they were just getting going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo histi es atzmoi klal v'klal. Hashem didn't hide himself b'chlal, sh'ere im tino koton i'ef sh'lesach machboim. You can't play machboim with a baby. V'yisim yomim izgalan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol uzoi v'tifato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in all his glory. So there's no room there for playing hide and seek. Klal Yisrael's born at Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they're still tinoket, they're still babies spiritually. Therefore, there's no hiding. There's full giloy, giloy glegamre. Lachem ikan nichnas Am Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. We grew up a bit. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu hitke lishtashe imanu. V'itchabei b'mei ha-shoiftim. Kodesh Baruch Hu starts playing. He starts hiding himself more to the shoftim. V'anachnu gilunu oto. We revealed him there. Shuv mitchabe v'shuv gilanu oto. Through the stages of Tanakh, you see Hashem hiding. We reveal him. Hiding, revealed. Hid bogri Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'eit chubim v'ayis rishon. V'ayis rishon was a big hiding. At shuv gilinu oto. Hid bogronu oid v'yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitchabe v'toicha ari atzmoi. V'itchabe v'chodesh av shemazolo ariya. Hashem hid himself away in what's called Av, Chodesh Av. We'll speak about that more now. In the lion itself, like we saw from the marshal yesterday, where Hashem dresses himself up as the lion. V'hesta mamshich, kokol shanu nichnosim yoyse lo'imek ha-golos, as we go deeper and deeper into the golos, ha-hesta mitgabeh, gets darker and darker and darker. V'kodesh bochum mitchabeh b'mekoyim l'shanu kimat lo ma'alim al datenu, she'ava mitchabeh behem. Going back to our marshal again, it's a very good marshal. The father is hiding away in places where the son wouldn't dream of even beginning to look there. That's where Hashem's hiding. Klal Yisrael through all the generations has been able to be Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll see what that means. In the most unbelievably difficult circumstances. Und dann haben die Schadafka Heste war Chöschek Mochichim es Kikit Naganu. The fact that it's getting dark and more difficult, other rubber, that's a sign that we're growing up. We've gone up a level. He has to hide himself more. Are we going to continue to try and reveal him, even though it's getting darker and darker? We see it's Mitzrayim. B'shal shenigla aleinu melech malchem alochim b'kvoide v'atzmoy, k'fi shom ha'nivu lo malach, ha'nivu lo sarov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim revealed himself to us openly. Whatever that means, there's still a hester, there's always a hester. This world is always hela. That's from the Tzimtzum already, there's a helem that he's hiding. But there was a giloy in the oilam, there was a giloy. Whereas now it's much more hidden. You have to work much harder to see it. But Mitzrayim lo yisalanu breire umagoydel metikus giloy lokus. We didn't have a choice. It was such an unbelievable giloy of Hashem in the world. It was such a sweetness. Lo yochanen shelo lakabel es malchuso. You don't have bechira there. Same as the malachim. Discussion whether the Malachim have Bechira or not, but even according to those that say they have Bechira, they can never exercise that Bechira. Because when you're that close to truth, you can't go against the truth. When the truth is so apparent, you don't steal when you're standing next to a cop. Not because you don't have Bechira to steal, but because the truth is so obvious that you wouldn't. Kasher osa shivcha layam ma shelo ro yecheskel ben buzi, when a shivcha who did nothing to attain that level, but she's on a higher, she sees more of Maisa Breishis, of Maisa Makova, than Yecheskel himself saw. Fetuses in their mother's stomachs lifted up their finger and said, Zekeli van Veyu. You don't have a matzav there where you can say, Mulchose Barotson Kiblo Aleh. There's no Rotson. You can't say they did it well, but maybe not. When Hashem's Magal himself at Hasina, you're gonna deny the reality. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's party. He's the one driving the show there. That's Tariq Vatovlo, that's Gilui. That's when everything's open, that's Torah Shabik Sav. Rabbi Akiva represents the getting close, Klal Yisrael getting close to Kodesh Baruch Hu via themselves. Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe of Anoichi, same as Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of Anoichi. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of the Anoichi it took out of Eretz Yisrael in a blaze of Giloy, unbelievable revelation. And Rabbi Akiva is the Rebbe of the Anoichi Hastas Tepanai. We look for him, we find him, we reveal him in all the places. Even in the darkest, darkest, darkest places. Even when they're stripping Rabbi Akiva's flesh off his body with iron.
Did he freeze for everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's wait.
You can hear me now? Someone just let me know. Yeah, okay, good. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Just everything went black. Okay, maybe it's the Hester. Like this. Mufasemesia kina, so the kina goes like this. Where did I get to? The kina zu kaemes hakabole beina etzias mitzrayim etzias mishalayim. The kina that we say at Tisha B'Av, it relates the connection, the relationship between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mirushalayim. Bekol ba'ishin akina, yesh chazara al oisin akuda mehutit, goydel agiluim shezichinu lehem b'tzeisenim mitzrayim. This is how the kina goes. Great were the revelations that we merited to where we went out of Mitzrayim. Lu'umas goydel lahes devachoyshech shaymanas chelkenu kashi yitzanim yushalayim legolos amara. As opposed to the greatness of the hiddenness and the darkness, which was our portion when we went out of Yerushalayim into the bitter golus. Al pi pshutam shel dvarim kina zu bo b'matara la'oir le'toyech esaleiv kedei le'koina la'chuban beis mikdashenu. Pashtus, it's coming to arouse our hearts to wail and to cry and to mourn the chuban of the bais. Kashemokum az yoshi. Instead of saying as Yoshia, alayni likro b'chia es Megillas Eicho. We don't have as Yoshia on Tisha B'Av. We have Eicho. We makam Aaron v'Moshe giblan es Nevuchadnezzar v'Andronis Kaiser. We have new leaders now. Nevuchadnezzar, the Romans. So that's the Pashtus. Yeah, terrible. You read that and you think what we had and what we've got, and it's heartbreaking. Ulam oimek rav noisef tomen bedivrei hamekoinim. There's something much deeper going on here that people miss. Alid be de emes oisa gilu shaya betzeisim in Mitzrayim. That gilui that we had betzeisim in Mitzrayim, choyzal atzmoi gam betzeisim Yerushalayim. It comes back again also when we go to Yerushalayim. Ulam choyzal boi fenachet. It comes back different. The same gilui, the same Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that a different gilui. The external looks different. Of all the pnim is exactly the same. Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu no ligla aleinu. In the Eicha modality, Hashem's not God himself to us. Lehefech, hu haya musta behasta b'toich hesta. He hides himself, hiding within hiding. V'matzav ze anu gilinu oisai. He doesn't reveal himself. We reveal him. We penetrate through into those deep clouds, that darkness, and we magale him in the darkness. We the ones that reveal that. We take that out of the darkness. In the Tzeitzim in Mitzrayim, Hashem is magale himself to us. You didn't do anything. Shivcha, what did she do? Nothing. It was dumped on the table. She couldn't help it. She was lifted up into the Shemayim. In the Anoichi of Tzias Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mirushalayim, of the beginning of the Golus, of the beginning of the Hasta Astir, there we have to penetrate into the darkness with all the doubts, with all the difficulties, and there we Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't reveal himself to us. We have to go take the mask off. We have two types of Leila Seder that Klal Yisrael has presented to HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifnei kisei hakovod. Leila Seder Rishon, ha-histori, shebo yeshvu Klal Yisrael kashem mutneim chagurim v'maklem v'yodom. The first Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael with their belts tied, with their staves in their hand, ready to go. In each Jew's house, there was a gilu of a Kodesh Baruch, there was a gilu of Shechina that we'd never ever seen before. Never ever seen such a thing before. Unbelievable revelation. A Kodesh Baruch Hu bekvoido v'atzmoy nigal aleihem. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself revealed himself. Klal Yisrael was taken out of Shibud into freedom, out of the darkness into the light. Outside, the enemies were being taken care of. They didn't have to do anything. They were dying like they were getting killed. We all know what happened. Yeah, we haven't got a musag what that looked like, but we know unbelievable giluim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's koichach turning nature on its head. Not a clue. Let's see. There was another Leila Seder. very different in the external appearance of the Leila Seder. Ulam doime ma'od bepnimiyoso. In the pnimiyas, ma'od ma'od doime to the first one. Our problem is we only see chitzonius. We're trained to look at the chitzonius. That's what we do. We have a hard time penetrating the pnim, but you have to do that. That's the work of the seichel. Kvutzas yudim b'zeichya ghetto. You have a group of yidin sitting in the middle of the ghetto. Tachas ha-kibush ha-nazi, under the conquest of the Nazim yimach shmom. Broken, shattered human beings coming back from forced labor. They're making a seder. Rabbi Frank, can I ask you to switch off your video, please? I'm sorry. It just takes away the concentration. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah, you have Jews sitting in the ghetto, coming back from a hard day's forced labor. It's Leila Seder. Hay is a Seder, lelo abakosis, velo matzis. There's no abakosis, there's no matzis, there's no beautiful table, you know, all the family coming together. Ula moro v'demos kamei melach b'shir goydel b'yaisa. Moro, there was no shortage. Salt water from the tears, there was no shortage. Mitas ha-seva, ha-mufaras, ha-yudargasha eitz. What was the couches that they reclined on? Were wooden bunks. V'yodom hava kazais chomets. They had a kazais of chomets. What did they have to eat? Sh'chayvim lo'ichol mishum p'guach nefesh. P'guach nefesh, you have to eat the kazais chomets. Gomlo b'lima ma'achlot ha-shem yo'ichli chomets b'leil Pesach. Ach Yahu Seder. They had to eat the kazais of chomets on Leila Seder, but they were going to make a Seder. A Seder Shem lo itchil b'kadesh, shechein lo ayalim yayin. They couldn't start with kadesh, what were they going to make kiddush on? It wasn't wine. A Seder Shlem hitchil b'ha lachme anye the ochla avosonu b'arud Mitzrayim. The Seder started with, this is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Mitzrayim. V'haim kavoseim netunim hayitachas magaf nogesh achzori. They themselves, like their father in Mitzrayim, were under this cruel boot, this cruel rulership. What were they giving them? A kazas of dry, moldy bread. They sat and they spoke about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whatever they could remember from the Haggadah, what they remembered, they said, when you get to the mitzvah of eating matzah, they took out the kazais of chomets. V'itchilu b'amidus l'shem yichud. Started saying l'shem yichud. Em chibru tfilu michedus l'mo'ir n'adir v'ayoyim ze. And they composed a unique tfila for this mind-boggling moment. Rebbi Shalom, Master of the Universe, Gelu v'yudu l'fenecha sh'rotzenu l'asus v'tzenecha v'l'achol b'layla azek sais matzah. It's revealed and known in front of you that it's our desire to do your will and to eat on this night the kazas of matzah. Like you commanded in your Torah, ve'erev tochelu matzahs. Ach atati v'italeinu mitzvah yoseh gedoyla. You commanded us a mitzvah that's bigger than that. Mitzvahs v'chay behem v'lo yishyamus behem. There's a mitzvah that's bigger than achilas matzah on Leila Seder. And that's a mitzvah to live and not to die. As the Shem Yichud Kutche Baruch Hu Shirintei Hine Nimuchun Umuzum and Lekayim Mitzvahs Aser Shel V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyomus Behem. We now are standing here, L'Shem Yichud, be prepared now to do the mitzvah of V'chai Behem V'lo Shiyomus Behem. And Kot Shal Apat, they made the broch of a mitzvah on the bread, Bauch HaMoitzeh Lechem Min Aretz V'Ochlis HaKazayis Chometz and Eitim Kazayis Chometz. It looks very different to the Leila Seder that Klal Yisrael had in Mitzrayim, the first Leila Seder. But Leil Zeder say, Arakal Kolish Boruch Hu B'Kveiru V'Atzmai, Ein Beri Melevodai Musigelis Lavin Mechezek Hazir. Nobody else can understand. Nobody else can understand the this moment. Arakal Kolish Boruch Hu. The Shem Yigud Al Kazayis Chometz B'Leila Seder? One second. Something's gone wrong here. L'Shem Yichud? L'Shem Yichud? On a Kazayis Chometz on Leila Seder? No, you made a mistake. No mistake. Say to me, Sug ze lo zochli roit lo nevim velo tanoim velo amoroim. A layla say to like that, not the tanoim, not the amoroim, not the nevim, no, they wouldn't zochit to such a layla say to. Hayusham raka kodesh bochu bekvede batsmai. Only a kodesh bochu was there. Visham tal shel giloto. Who revealed who there? Hashem was Magal himself in a blinding flash of lightning in Auschwitz? No. It was pitch black. Yidden went into that pitch black and they were Magal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sham Klal Yisrael hafkia es kol hamachitzois. There, Klal Yisrael shattered all the boundaries. V'gilas ha'anoichi ha'mastate b'toich ha'hesta astir. In the Hester, they were Magal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh gilo elokis, gilo or Hashem b'toich ha'choshech ha'godol. That's the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the total darkness. Gilu ha'ava shebetoich ha'sina. That's a Gilu of love within the sinner. Kiviyochel Gilu ha'cheirus betoich ha'shibud. Gilu ha'simcha betoich ha'yogur. The world is in a state of sadness. The world is in a state of darkness. You go in there and you megala the light in that darkness. In the Pnim, it's the same thing. On the Chitzon, it looks very different. Moshe Amanu, in fact, it's a much greater level. But Tzeisim in Mitzrayim, but Tzeisim in Yerushalayim, Nashke Adadi. Those two things kiss each other. They're going out of Mitzrayim and they're going to Yerushalayim. They touch each other. Anoichi she'etzeicho v'anoichi hestastir. Olu shneim lifnei kisei hakoved v'nishtobtzu ka'avnei chein b'kitru shel melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of those go up and put diamonds into Hashem's crown. Shneim mevim legilu shchina, both of them megala the shchina, ulit korvus rabba ben aboyris baruch ben knesis Yisrael am kedoshei. And they both megala the unbelievable closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to knesis Yisrael. Leila seder v'leil tisha b'av chalim ki yodur bo'esi yom b'shvur. You know that whatever night Pesach falls on, that's the night tisha b'av falls on. Always like that. You write a calendar like that, okay? It's quite impressive, you know, with all the other requirements. Shneim nikrei moed. Both of them are called moed. Moed means a meeting, a festival, a meeting. Even Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called a moed. Wow, what do you mean a moed? Tisha B'Av is it's a moed. What's the mashmois of the word moed? Pekisha muchona miroish kalosh nakosav helchu shneim yachdav bilti imnodrim. It's a prearranged meeting. A prearranged meeting, you go together. Kol ha'yomim tevim hem zeichel litzias Mitzrayim. All the chagim, you know that. All the moadim, the festivals, are zeichel litzias Mitzrayim. V'atam hu ki hem noivim mikoyach hagilu shel litzias Mitzrayim. They flow out of the power of what happened, the gilu that happened in litzias Mitzrayim. All the moadim come from that moment. We're drawing from that wellspring of gilu. We have a chag on the koyach, on the energy of that meeting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Klal Yisrael, that we had with him when he took us out of Mitzrayim. Hu nigla leinu ba'on kvoido. He revealed himself in the onan kovod, whatever that is, and he gave us the Torah on Chag HaShavuos. Who again the sikha chaleinu b'onei kovod void? He put us in sukkahs of onei kovod, etc., etc. Luma zois b'tisha b'av anu gilu oto. In Tisha B'av we revealed him. U'b'sofer shel dover shuv nifshganu. At the end of the day we met. It was a meeting. It was just who arranged the meeting. You know, who sent out the Zoom message. Nimtze shegam Tisha B'av moyed hu. Tisha B'av za moyed. HaRebbe Shelanu, Oides Gilu Miuchad Zehu Rebbe Akiva. The Rebbe of this type of Anoichi, this type of Moed, this type of festival, this meeting, that's Rebbe Akiva. Shayim Sora Aruga Malchus, for called Yom Avayim Mitztayev Shayif Legolosis Agilu Anoire Zeh, Shel Vaftes Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecho. Like he said himself to his Talmidim, my whole life I'm waiting, I'm yearning for this moment when I can give this gilu, I can be Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Hester, Ad Kadesh, I give my life. That's only in a moment of darkness. But he was Kol Yomov, Mitzdaya. Mimena Lamdena Lagolot is a Shechina Besechia Hester. From him we learn how to be Megala the Shechina in the Hester. These Vadimoy Lukvoya Moyed, the Tishabab, the Zmanchuban based Mikdashenu, Dafka there. Rapinka Zatzalol used to say, he said that the greatest gilui that a person can attain is on Tisha B'Av, more than all the other chagim. More than all the other chagim. Said by Marshall, so you see a little kid run across the road and a bus misses him by a meter, yeah? So he gets to the other side and everyone's standing there like, you know, speechless, shocked. They saw what happened. So they run up to him, you know, some safter gives him a sweet, or you're okay, kid, or you're right. One guy walks up and he turns around and gives the kid a clap. Mamash gives him a belt. Who's that? That's the father. The father. The father knows if this kid doesn't get a punch, this kid's got no fear. he's a second to himself. The next time he ran across the road, who knows what will be with the bus? Chas v'chalila. Gives him a punch. Only the father gives a punch. That's what Tisha B'Av's in Av. So people used to say that. You see a Kodesh Baruch Hu clear on Tisha B'Av than anywhere else. Anyone can give your kid a sweet. But a punch, that's only the father. And the punch is not revenge. It's not anger. Correction. It's for your good. For sure, it's for the good. I said, don't do anything that's not for our good. No. Well, I'm going to stop here because there's enough to think about here. Just trying to process that Leila Sadie we mentioned is enough. And the next section needs to be done at the time. We're going to start. We're going to have to stop in the middle. And it's all Hemshech into Shira Shirim. As bo Nathil Po. The Yisod that comes out of this is very powerful. It means that there's a tekufa of history where we're not ready to be Megala Hashem ourselves. We don't know how to do that. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're too young to do that. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the Moshel, I'm saying, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to be Megala himself to us openly, without too much effort on our part. As we grow up, you need more and more effort. You want to be Megala Hashem in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be a Novi. You need to be a Novi, you have to work at that. You can't be Shivcha Imed Alayam. You have to have made yourself into a Navi. And then you have the Gilui. Today we don't have Nevuah. We don't have anything. We possibly don't have anything. We have what we had. We know that. We shoef from that. We take from the first level of Betochen to live in the second level of Betochen. Aval. Our job is in all our situations in life, however hard and difficult they are, is to find the Nekud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. That's not simple. That's not posh. That's real avoider. But that's what we have to do. They were yidden in Auschwitz. They were yidden in Auschwitz and Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know the stories. But it's not so simple. It's dangerous. There's a danger there. You can go the other way as well. Even in Mitzrayim, 80% of Klal Yisrael who'd seen 9 Makkos already missed the plot. There's a local kach pashut. It's a dangerous world we live in. Bechira is not a simple story. But that's the avoider. The avoider is not to be misled by the darkness. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's just raised the ante of where he's hiding. We have to go into that darkness and be Megala him. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zeichet to such things. Okay. Okay, remember next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Rav Tetz. We'll be setting up the Zoom link hopefully soon. All right. Take good care, Rav Oysa.
Thank you, Rav Shah.
Shalom, Rav Shaul. How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem. Wonderful. I'll try and make a phone call to the Rav today. I have something to discuss with him. Is that
okay,
right?
So later in the evening is best for me. The days are a little bit hectic, but after 8 for me.
After 8? Be'ezrat Hashem. 8 is the health. Thank you, Rebbe.
All right. Take good care.
Amen.
Zagazunt.